Let's maybe listen to some music, and I'm going to tell you how you can basically donate today to support campus radio, independent radio, and obviously the easiest way is just go to the website, ckut.ca, and everything you need to know will be there to donate to CKUT. And of course, we have t-shirts, and if you give a minimum donation, you could be basically going home with these t-shirts or, coming to pick them up. And I have always enjoyed the t-shirts that are available every year for the funding drive. I've kind of collected them maybe for the past 15 years. Some of them, of course, are no longer good anymore, but a lot of them are I'm still wearing. I'm wearing one today that has a raccoon on it, and the raccoon's like listening to the radio. And last year, the t-shirt had the names of every show on the back of it, which was something new. So Equilibrium was there on the back. So that's cool. And so today is the spring equinox. So, that's a pretty special thing, and I wasn't just going to let this show happen without talking about the spring equinox. So, but first, before I talk about it, I'm going to give you the phone number to call to donate. All right. So the funding drive phone number is 514-907-9424. All right. And the funding drive goes until March 24th. So you have until then to donate. And the funding drive goal for this year is $50,000. And, you can call 514-907-9424 to donate over the phone. You can also mail a check to CKUT, and our address is 3647 Rue University. And you can go to our website, ckut.ca/donate. So I'm going to talk later about some of the gifts that you can get if you donate. I'm just looking through this this guide here that tells you all about it. But yeah, I wanted to talk about the spring equinox. So the spring equinox, not every time that my show or Equilibrium, the show, it's not really my show, it happens on the exact date of the spring equinox. So today, March 19th, 2024, the spring equinox, sometimes it's on the 20th, sometimes on the 21st. People generally associate the 21st with it because that's sort of, when they put first day of spring on calendars. But really, the celestial event is not always the 21st, and this year it's on the 19th. This is also a leap year, right? We had 29 days in February. Maybe that has something to do with it. But it's today. I think it's in the evening, like in terms of its exact point. There's an exact point at which it comes into play. So I think it's around 11:07 p.m. tonight or something like that. But, it's equal day, equal night. And equinox basically is, I think, Latin for equal night. So, equal. And so it means basically that the night is equal in length to the day. And I've always heard that the sun today would rise exactly in the east and set exactly in the west. I guess that would be different maybe if you were in the southern hemisphere, or no, because in the southern hemisphere, I guess they're experiencing something like fall equinox. It's a special event. It means that after today, the days will become longer than the nights. And of course, that triggers all kinds of things in nature. plants growing more, or growing period, insects coming alive as temperatures rise, birds returning from migrating south, animals that were in hibernation emerging. And of course, we've had some unseasonably warm weather already. It's kind of gotten cold this week, but, you know, we had days of over 10 degrees, a number of days over 10 degrees. And, you know, the irises, the in my garden, I have this early iris that blooms, and it was already up. And I had snowdrops in my backyard, which is another kind of early flower. I think that's one of the earliest times I've ever seen it come up. But here we are into a cold period, which is probably good, because we need to slow things down a bit, because we don't want, for example, fruit trees to flower and then all of a sudden have a bad frost, and then, you know, the fruit crop for this year be significantly less or even ruined. So, you know, it's good that that the warm, unseasonably warm weather has gone away for a bit. But spring equinox is, you know, celebrated around the world by indigenous peoples, by many different religions. There's beliefs that the veil between the worlds kind of thins during the spring equinox, the fall equinox, the summer solstice, and the winter solstice. So it often is said that this is a great time to not only, well, I guess if you were in a place that was warm enough, you could plant seeds, but it's a great time to plant seeds of like manifestation, things that you want in your life, things maybe that you want for the world. This is a great time to meditate on those things, or even, you know, do prayer about those kinds of things. According to many different spiritual traditions around the world. And so, so we're going to explore that a little bit on the show today, while we also ask you to donate to CKUT, which is such an important form of media in our community here in Montreal. There's so much that has been covered over the years at this station that the mainstream media has completely ignored. And now, perhaps more than ever, independent media is important, and especially a radio station. So you should donate. So you can call 514-907-9424 and donate, or you can go to our website, ckut.ca. We're going to start with some music. So we're going to play a tune by Angel Olsen, and it's called Spring. And since this is the first day of spring, that makes sense.
Shoulder, remember when we said
right, folks. So we had two tunes there. We had It May Be Winter Outside, But In My Heart It's Spring by Love Unlimited. And we also had A Spring by Angel Olsen before that. So she's a great artist, contemporary artist. And the other tune, that's probably from the 70s or something like that. So this is our funding drive show. So it's so important for you to support people-powered radio, right? That's what CKUT is all about. And I've been involved in CKUT probably since 2005, and it's been a great experience. And I actually am trying to kind of basically retire from doing this show. I've been doing this show for, it'll be 20 years next year if I'm still involved in the show by then. And it's been a great experience doing an environmental radio show. And I would like to kind of pass it on to somebody else. But the station hasn't had an easy time of finding people to take my place. We're still looking. So please consider, putting your name in, contacting the station. You could always email the email address spokenword@ckut.ca and tell them you're interested in getting involved in hosting an environmental radio show. It's a volunteer activity, but it's a very rewarding volunteer activity. And the show now is every second Tuesday. Maybe that's a temporary thing while they're still looking for a replacement, but every other week we are featuring, CKUT is featuring a podcast called The Environment in Canada, which is produced by the Sierra Club of Canada. So, in fact, I think that would have normally played today in the cycle of things because of the way things fall, but because it's the funding drive week, obviously we can't just play a podcast when we have the opportunity to appeal to you listeners and get you or ask you to donate. This station has been on the air since 1987. For decades, programmers have cooked up all kinds of musical blends, news and views from all across the city and much more to expand listeners' tastes, views, and even blow their minds. So you won't hear programming like this on any other radio station in Montreal. CKUT nurtures a special blend of radio that is very uniquely Montreal, multilingual, multicultural, and always interesting. And so we need the community to come together to support this meaningful legacy and ensure CKUT continues to be the voice of our city for years to come. So, our programming runs 24/7. There's lots of community or campus radio stations out there that do not have programming 24/7. A lot of stations have kind of an automated thing where a computer kind of plays songs and station IDs and that kind of thing. And only during certain parts of the day or week does that kind of autopilot get turned off and an actual live show happen. But it's very different here at CKUT and has been for, as I said, many years. So you can call us at 514-907-9424 and donate. And I guess, there's only somebody there to answer the phone up until 7 p.m. And if you call and you get a message machine or something, just leave a message. They'll call you back. And you can also, as I said, do this by going to our website, ckut.ca, using your credit card. That's a great idea. And what are the perks for donating? So we enter donors and into a chance to win a variety of exciting prizes from our sponsors. And there's going to be two prize draws by May 1st, 2024. And basically, for a minimum donation of $30, you get a CKUT magnet and one entry for the Tier 1 draw. So I think there's a Tier 1 draw and a Tier 2 draw. I guess the Tier 2 draw is probably more special. There's better prizes, but I'm not sure about that. But a $60 donation, a minimum a $60 donation, gets you one T-shirt, and those are great, or one tote bag if you prefer, or a poster, plus one entry for the Tier 1 draw, and a 90.3 donation. So that would be $90.30 donation. That's pretty nifty, huh? You get one T-shirt and one tote bag and one entry for the Tier 2 draw, so the better draw. And it goes up from there. So $120 donation or a $10 monthly donation would get you a one T-shirt, one tote bag, one limited edition mug, and or a poster, and two entries for the Tier 2 draw. And then for a $240 donation or $20 a month, three entries into the grand prize draw and four FD24 gifts of your choice. So I guess that's any of the four T-shirt, tote bag, poster, mug, because there's four of them. So I think, you know, there's a lot of incentive there to donate. Think of all the things that we're asked to donate to in our life, and think about all the ways in which the government taxes us unfairly, and all the ways that, you know, we, you know, corporations hide their costs in the things we buy and make us overcharge us for things. And how we sometimes will throw away that kind of money without even thinking about it for some kind of product that we might only even use for half the year and then throw out or never use and then eventually give away. I have things in my garage that are just like that. So when you think about a donation to help this radio station keep going, whether it's $30, $60, $90.3, meaning $90.30, or even more, a $10 donation a month or a $20 donation a month. When you think about that, it's really not much to ask for. So I really encourage people to donate today. Donate to support the environmental radio show, which is Equilibrium, this show. You know, because you can donate any time to CKUT, but it's always nice if you kind of say, I'm donating on behalf of this show, you know, whatever show it is. But, you know, obviously, I'm hoping that you'll donate on behalf of Equilibrium and all the environmental programming, in fact, that the station has brought to listeners over the years. So, as I said, it's the spring equinox today, a very special day for many cultures around the world. Many cultures do ceremonies on this day, and I thought it would be important to talk about how Indigenous people observe the spring equinox or why they think it's important. And I found an interview actually from APTN News where they're interviewing Elder Norman Mead from the Indigenous Student Center at the University of Manitoba. And so we're going to play that little 12-minute interview now. And so I hope you enjoy this and maybe you learn something. So here is that now.
I wanted to ask you what the significance of spring and the spring equinox is for us as First Nations people and Indigenous people in general.
Yeah, well, you know, spring equinox is, as we know, it's a time when we think of getting out of that long, dark, cold winter and into a new season, right? It's a season. It's not just a day. We talk about spring equinox as being a day like the 20th or the 21st, but it actually is the beginning of a new season. And for us as Indigenous people, it's the beginning of something new, a new season, new life, right? A time to plant, yes.
Well, and so it's a new season. So what comes with that new season? I imagine there's herds of migration in terms of the animals and the food. I imagine that's got a big part to do with it. So what comes with the new season?
Yeah, what comes with the new season? Well, you know, when we think of the bird life, for example, right? We think of those birds that go away for the winter to warmer climates and are coming back now. And it's nice to see the return of those migratory birds that are coming back now for the long summer, you know, and also the ones that hibernate, right? You know, not only the animals, but the insects, too, that hibernate. You know, they go also to rest for the winter, that long, cold winter. And now they're either coming out of their dens, hibernation places, or coming out of the ground, you know, the insects and that come out. We also, it also reminds us of the water and how important that water is, right? We talk about flooding, but we talk about also the water that has that spirit of life in itself, right? And that's really important for us as Indigenous people when we think about the season of in this time of the year, the spring season or a time of equinox.
Mm. And I know the sun and the moon also play a big part in this, right? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, we know, I mean, the sun, when it crosses that the equator, that day, you know, that minute of that day, you know, that's just a moment, right, when that sun crosses and from the southern to the northern hemisphere. But, I mean, we think about that as the time that it happens. But what comes after that is when that sun, you know, is that our days get longer, our nights get shorter. And of course, the warmth of the sun, you know, everything that has life needs that sun, you know, to warm the earth, right? Warm Mother Earth, so she can give life. And you know, this is what it's about, right? That sun, and of course, the moon cycles also are part of that to let us know, you know, that the grandmother moon is also there to let us know what's happening. We have 13 moons, in a year, we say, right? And we think that each moon, like we call this the worm moon. You'll hear of that, the worm moon. Yeah.
So can you sort of explain that the worm moon for us?
Yeah, the worm moon. It's not warm. It's worm. Worm.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the worm moon is when, you know, the insects are coming alive, wherever they have hibernated for the winter, out of the wood, out of the ground, you know. And we watch those that come out after hibernation. And we know that spring has arrived, you know. Our spring equinox is here to be with us until the beginning of summer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's really important that we teach our children and we teach each other about those times of the year, special times of the year.
Right. Well, you mentioned teaching others and why that's so important. How can maybe somebody teach either their children or their loved ones or a friend about how important this season really is? Of like, what can they do to maybe educate someone else?
Well, you know, the best thing to do is to go out on the land, go out where the real life is, out on the land there with this beautiful sun we have even today. It's nice, it's warm. The wind is kind of blowing from the north. It's a little cool, but it's nice out. I mean, that bright sun, you know, it brings us that warm heart, warmth to the heart. And it's good to go out with your children on the land with this little bit of snow that we have on the ground. And a few weeks there won't be any snow. But we'll have water, and we should be out there teaching our children about how to respect, you know, that water and that snow that's on the ground, because it's there for our benefit. It's there for us, and it's there for Mother Earth, you know. And we should be teaching our children about those things. Mm-hmm. And not only the children, but one another. We should be out, you know, doing walks, you know, in the bush or wherever we might be, you know, even in the city here. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's nice to take your children out or go on walks, you know. And there's a lot of people, you know, out there that are doing those things. But as Indigenous people, we like to pass that knowledge on and show them that respect that we have for one another, but also for Mother Earth and for the sun. You know, the beautiful wind that's blowing, you know, we should be doing that.
Well, and it seems like spring can be a time where a lot of people, for whatever reason, just maybe it's just the seasonal changes, but some of their moods might get a little better come springtime. We're coming out of this winter. Mm-hmm. But does that sort of play a role in any of this? And it just seems people are happier come this time of year. Is that something maybe that you've seen, or is that just more of a weather-related thing?
No, that's not just a weather-related thing, but it has something to do with the weather. It has also something to do with the warmth of the sun and the moon at night, you know. It has those moon cycles have a lot of, we don't know this, a lot of us don't know that, but it really has, it plays on our emotions in many ways. And the good emotion that we feel, you know, from those sources, it's that energy that we're feeling, right? And that's a beautiful energy that sometimes, and it's a natural energy, it's there always, every spring, right? And we celebrate that in different ways, you know. We celebrate that energy that is there for us. And it's nice to know that it's always there. Every year we go through the same thing, and never fails us, right? Yeah, natural law never fails us, you know.
Yeah, and it seems this is also a time for gathering. Why is that so important that we all gather together and celebrate this new time, this new season?
Yeah, well, you know, gathering is really important, right? Gathering together as people, and with our pets and with our children too, you know, gathering together and just being there with them and with each other, right? I mean, there's lots of celebrations that go on this time of the year. Mm-hmm. Like I know in our Métis community, we celebrate, in different ways. Our First Nations people celebrate. We just had a big celebration back home. I'm saying back home, meaning Hall of Water, Manicotagan area, where I'm from. We just had a big celebration there on the weekend, and we call it our spring festival, you know, it's really good to see people come out and enjoy. I mean, you can go fishing, you can go, you can make fires, you know, you can do all of those things, and it's so good to get together with family and with community, right?
Mm-hmm. And what's maybe your favorite part of this season and the equinox and just this whole time? Do you have a favorite part, or is it all just sort of as one?
No, I kind of like the a little bit later than this yet. I mean, I like snow but I like the planting season. I like going and planting trees. I try to plant some trees every spring, because this is a time when we relate to the trees. And spring equinox is a time that some will be taking their maple syrup, right? They'll be harvesting that maple syrup. And others will be harvesting other medicines from the trees, right? The trees that are older trees, right? But I like to plant young trees so that my children or my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, will have a tree that they can say, well, Grandpa planted this tree, right? And it's nice when you can have that relationship with the trees, but also with other plant life. Like I like doing gardens. I like planting seeds and watching, the garden grow. And I do that with my grandchildren. They like it, and I like it. And so we do that every year. You know, we have a garden up north in Manicotagan, and we also have a garden in our backyard here in Winnipeg. Mm. Yeah, and it's just nice.
So you mentioned you plant trees and stuff. Is that something people can do to sort of celebrate the season and like you said, be at one with the land and with the other creatures and that sort of thing? Like what's something maybe they can do or that to sort of celebrate the season?
Yeah, well, I mean, planting trees is something that helps our earth, yeah. Mother Earth. It also helps our environment, right, to sustain its life in a good way. You know, that is important. Mm-hmm. That, trees, you plant a tree, it takes a long time for it to grow. But it's good to plant it and then watch it grow and help it to grow, That's a teaching in itself. Like, what do I do with this tree, right? Mm-hmm. Well, you have to water it, and it's got to be planted. Some can be planted in the shade. Others are planted in more sunlight, all those kinds of things, right? Mm-hmm. It's important to the growth and the health of that plant or that tree. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, to have your children or grandchildren, see that tree after it's taking root. There's another time when you can relate to your children and let them know how that tree has taken root in Mother Earth, feeding off of the good soil that the Mother Earth has provided for us and for that tree.
Mm-hmm. And is there maybe anything else? I know we're talking about the tree planting, but And you had mentioned just going out on the land. Is that maybe just the basis of something somebody can do? Like, I'm just curious if somebody at home is like, oh, how can I, you know, celebrate the season? Is it?
Well, you know, the thing that we used to love doing when I was a child, when I was a young boy growing up, we used to like going out a little bit later than this, you know, when the ice starts moving, like breaking up in the river or the lake, you know, to go out there and go and catch fish when they come up to the rapids, you know. We used to love going down and to the rapids there and jumping in the water and like a bear going catching fish, you know, and taking it home. And we used to really enjoy doing that. And my kids don't do it as much as we used to do it almost every day, like for a little bit of time in the spring, mm-hmm. when the river would open and the rapids would be flowing. Right. Yeah. And yeah, to be careful because the rapids get kind of swift with all the water that's coming over the rapids, mm. and you got to be careful when you're doing it. But you know, that's part of your culture, and that's how we enjoyed doing it. It didn't cost anything, and we went and got our meal.
Yeah. Well, and why is it still so important that we celebrate this season in this time, and maybe in this day and age? Why is it still important that we still celebrate these things?
Well, you know, it really has to do with the relationship to the land and to everything around us, right? The spirit is everywhere out there. The spirit of the land, the spirit of the water, the spirit of the animals, the spirit of, you know, the birds, the spirit of the fish, you know. It's all there, right? And when you have that spirit that is so pure and fresh and there, you know, that you can relate to it, you know, in a spiritual way. But you also can pray too. Like we also encourage, you know, praying when you're out there in the Creator's world. You know that you can go out and you can say your prayers out there if you wish to do that, right? Mm-hmm. And just give thanks, you know, to creation.
Yeah. Well, Norman, thank you so much for joining us here today and you know, educating us a little bit on why the season's so important and what, you know, a few things of what people can maybe do to celebrate the season. So thank you so much, Miigwech, for your time and educating us a little bit here.
Yeah, well, it's good to see you, and it's nice to share my story a little bit with, you know, with the spring equinox, and it's time to enjoy life again and just enjoy that new and fresh life that's coming.
Yeah.
And that was Elder Norman Mead, who is an elder in residence at the Indigenous Student Center at the University of Manitoba. And he was speaking to Daryl Stranger there about why the spring equinox is important to Indigenous peoples. And of course, the spring equinox is today. Today is the spring equinox of 2024. And, you know, just from a celestial point of view, we've got quite a lot of things coming up. There's, I think, a lunar eclipse at the end of March. And then there's this really spectacular full solar eclipse, which is happening on April 8th in the afternoon. And I didn't really realize this because there was an eclipse, I believe, in 2017, a solar eclipse. And I did go to a public event at John Abbott College where we watched it. There was people with telescopes set up and they had the right filters so you could look at it through the telescope. And but I didn't realize we were not in the path of totality. So when you're not in the path of totality, which I guess means you're not on a part of the earth that in relationship to when the moon covers the sun, between the sun and earth, that you're not in a position where the moon like fully does cover the sun. But when you are in a spot on the earth where that's happening, which we would call the being on the path of totality, essentially when you're not in that spot, you don't see the sun become totally in shadow. And so supposedly when you are, you know, this is a pretty spectacular thing, because I guess the sun gets totally blacked out and there's this corona around the sun, you know, where the moon is kind of covering it. And it's pretty spectacular looking. If you look up what it looks like, you can see photographs on the internet, you can see video. And the last time that Montreal was in the path of totality, and it's not all of Montreal. In fact, Laval is outside the path of totality. You can look it up on the internet as well and see where the path of totality is. But the last time it happened around here was like 1930-something, and I wasn't alive then. And the next time it happens is like 21-something, and, you know, I'm not going to be alive then, or I don't think I'm going to be alive then. That would be very strange if I was. So, you know, this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience for Montrealers, unless you're one of these eclipse chasers, or you happen to luck out and be in another part of the world when there was a full solar eclipse and you were in the path of totality where you were. You haven't seen this phenomena. So this phenomena is going to come up real soon here in Montreal, April 8th. And we know John Abbott College is going to have a public event, and they'll have telescopes there set up. They'll have the glasses for people to wear. But apparently when the moon fully blocks the sun, you can look at the sun at that point. You don't need the glasses. And of course, I'm really looking forward to looking at it without the glasses. And supposedly it may block out the sun enough that stars become visible in the sky. If it's you know, like the atmospheric conditions are right. Of course, if it's cloudy that day, then, you know, we'll only all of a sudden have darkness, but, you know, we won't be able to see the corona, which I hope will not be the case. So let's all hope and pray for clear skies on April 8th here. So when the path of totality happens, here in the Montreal area or parts of the Montreal Island, it's only going to last about 75 seconds, so a little bit over a minute. But if you go east of here all the way to Sherbrooke, apparently in Sherbrooke, if you're there, the sun is going to be covered up totally for about 4 minutes. So big difference, I guess, between 1 minute and 4 minutes. So if you really want to savor this experience and you're able to drive to Sherbrooke or further east, maybe it's a good idea. I'm tempted, but I think I'm teaching that day. So I'm going to be taking my students, I'll probably be taking my students out for part of it. So, you know, that's a pretty big event that's coming up soon. And for astrologers, you know, astronomers obviously also, but astrologers, you know, the whole celestial significance of an eclipse is always, it's always important. There's always new energies, according to astrologers, that come into play on the planet. So it's going to be a really cool thing to see from a scientific point of view and also a spiritual point of view. And in terms of spiritual beliefs or spiritual mindset when it comes to these things, and today's the spring equinox, I've already played you an interview with an Indigenous elder who's located in Manitoba, but Tom Porter, who is a pretty celebrated Mohawk elder, Ganyagahaga Mohawk elder, or Ganyagahaga elder, who lives in Akwesasne, he's going to be coming to speak at John Abbott College a few days before that amazing eclipse on April 5th, Friday, April 5th at 11:30 a.m. And some years ago, he was invited to a talk at the Wabano Center for, what is it called here? The Wabano Center for Indigenous Health in Ottawa. And there was an Indigenous symposium called Land is Medicine. And Tom Porter was there, and he was one of the keynote speakers at the event. And I guess it was probably maybe 2019. I think it was 2019, maybe early 2019 or late 2019. And he had this message for the audience. So I'm going to play this clip from his talk where he talks about how he received a message for people to know about what you should do when equinoxes happen. So when the day and the night are equal in length. So I'm going to play that now. should play in 2 seconds here. All right. So this is Tom Porter speaking in Ottawa in around 2019. Oh, I don't hear it. Why don't I hear it? I know.
About country music.
Okay, here he is.
Anyway, I put that on to help me get from Albany to Toronto, where that conference was being held. And all of a sudden, a Mohawk woman start talking on that radio that I had country music on there. And I said, that can't be. And she's talking Mohawk language. So I says, no, the only place that a radio will talk Mohawk, a woman to talk Mohawk, either is in Ganawagi, if you can catch that radio station, but that don't go too far. And the other place is Akwesasne Mohawk Reservation, and that only goes about an hour from where they live. And the only other place is in Tayandanega or Six Nation. And that don't go far either from Oswegan. And here I'm in Rochester, New York. That's way than 2 hours than any place that talks Mohawk. So where did this come from? So I shut the radio off. So that I try to figure out, where did this come from? Maybe it was the satellite bounced off something and it came to my car. So I shut the radio off. And that woman kept talking. It wasn't the radio. Can I share with you what that woman said? Here's what she said. I try to remember. This was last December. She says, in talking Mohawk language, she says, I'm your mother, and I'm the mother of every living things. I'm the mother. And right away I know this is the Mother Earth talking. I can't say I was startled. I can't say I was shocked. I just listened, because I didn't know what to make of it. And here's what she said. I'm the mother of all living things. And the reason I'm visiting you is because you were invited to go to that meeting in Toronto, a global environment thing. And you were asking yourself why you are going there. And you kept asking yourself, what are you going to do there? And I heard you. I'm your mother, the earth. When you get there, you tell them if they open the door and if they allow you to talk over there, a few words, carry this message to them. Tell them that I am their mother, the earth. And over almost 90-something percent, she didn't say that, but she's talking Mohawk, Otoha, Gungyokogwego, Sudinigohlon. That means almost all of the people have forgotten. But I just say about 90%, because that's how I interpret, have forgotten that I am their mother. Of the people in the world, almost all have forgotten that I am their mother. And I am lonesome for my kids, because they forgot me. And I don't forget them. And I'm lonesome. And tell them too that there's 2 days in the year that the day and the night is equal, half day and half night, twice in one year. I don't know what they call that day. I imagine it has a name. But she said it's half day and half night. What I want you to do, talking to me now, and also to tell those people when you get there, but what I want you to do and share this with them is when that 2 days that's half day and half night comes, I want you to, and you and your wife, to invite your kids and grandkids to come to your house to spend the day twice a year when it's half day and half night. And I want you to prepare a food for whole your family. And I want you to feast and eat together. And when you eat together, I want you to talk to your kids and your grandkids, your family, and introduce them formally that I am their mother and why I am their mother, so they can know me. And then after you finish eating and you introduce them to me, then what you do is from sunrise to sundown, don't turn the keys on car to start it up. Leave that car alone all day from sun up to sundown. And she said, because I have a farm, that includes don't start your John Deere tractor either. Or anything that uses motor or fuel. But she said, you can with your kids and grandkids get in a canoe and ride on a river with your canoe and your kids. Or you can walk in the hills and the mountain behind your barn with your kids on the trails there. But no, or you can even ride a bicycle, but nothing with motor from sunrise to sundown. And that day, I will get to know my kids again, and we will be together as a family again, twice a year. And that's what you will say if they open the door for you to talk. And so, since there's a lot of good people here, everything is interconnected, I give you that message. And she said at the end, and to still talk in the Mohawk language, she says, don't cause nobody to feel guilty to do this, what I ask you. I want you and your kids and everybody that will listen to this message to do it not because they're guilty to do me wrong or forget me, but because they want to and they desire to honor and to remember me. Only those, but don't make them ashamed to do it. Don't coerce them. Don't make them feel bad. It's got to be completely because they want to. And so I deliver that message to you. Do what you want with it. And you got to find out when is that day. I think one is in September and one is in March. But you can look it up on the Google or someplace to make sure. I give that to you now, that message.
And that was Tom Porter speaking in 2019 in Ottawa about what people should do during equinoxes. And he brought that message to that audience in Ottawa. You are listening to Equilibrium on CKUT 90.3 FM. So Tom Porter is speaking at John Abbott College on Friday, April 5th at 11:30 a.m. The event is open to the public. He's speaking in P204 in the Penfield building. So it should be a pretty special event. You've been listening to Equilibrium on CKUT 90.3 FM. We do have a bit of time left, but this has been our funding drive show. And I really encourage you to donate. And the phone number to call to donate is 514-907-9424. And you can go to the website, ckut.ca, and donate that way. By credit card, you can send in the mail a check to our address, which is 3647 University, Montreal, Quebec. Whatever the postal code is, it's easy to find. Again, it would be on our website. So, you know, we've got different things. We've got T-shirts, tote bags, posters, mugs. If you donate up to a certain amount, we have a magnet. So you can get the magnet if you donate $30 or more. And if you donate $60 or more, you can get a T-shirt or a tote bag or a poster and one entry into the Tier 1 draw. So it's really important that you support community radio, independent radio, people-powered radio here on CKUT 90.3 FM. The show here, Equilibrium, has been going for probably over 25, maybe 30 years. At first, it was a half-hour show, and when I got involved in 2005, it became extended to an hour. And, you know, it's, as far as I know, the only English-language, environmentally-themed radio show in the province of Quebec, as far as I know, on FM radio. You know, there may be something on AM radio. There may be an internet show, which would not be a real radio show per se. But in terms of the FM dial, it's the only English language environmentally themed radio show in the province of Quebec. Certainly Montreal. And I mean, I know Concordia now has a campus radio station. But for many years, it was an AM station. I don't know if they have an FM station yet, and I don't know if they have an environmental radio show. But that would, might be the only competitor for this show. So it's a unique show. And for years, it was a super unique show. It's not me who came up with the title, the name of the show, Equilibrium, obviously a play on Equilibrium. But I think it's a good good name for the show. So it's Equilibrium on the equinox. So today is the spring equinox. So happy spring, everybody. First day of spring. So we'll leave you with some music here on CKUT 90.3 FM. I have a, you know, a love for amazing musicians. And there is a famous bassist. I don't believe he's alive anymore, but his name was Randy Coven. And he came out with a tune that he did with Steve Vai and probably some other amazing musicians, like the drummer is insane on this track. And the tune is called Funk Me Tender. So here is Funk Me Tender by Randy Coven and Steve Vai. Have a great rest of your day.
You gotta hear it. And West Indian rhythms on Saturday night. Roots, rock, reggae, I keep it tight. Man, child, hitting switches, keep it right. The cypher on a Friday. Psalms of soul, I do with my way. With ill groove on Sunday, I gotta say one way. We stick together. It's for unity in the community on CKUT at 90.3. Man, child, and John Fish. We give you that musical wish to put more music in that dish. So listen to your radio station and simply turn it on. CKUT, word is born, word is born. Y'all enjoy yourselves. Love you, Montreal. Tune in to CKUT. Always.